Now Srivad Gosai Maharaj is here. He will finalize everything. Please, Maharaj, you tell something.
Maharaj, by your mercy,
I am only child. I am happy. You cannot do anything, that's also happy. Attending, at least. Trying, joining. Jayam Vishnu Vatsala Bhaktira Kusida Deva Sai Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jai Bhagavan Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai
Jayam Vishnu Vatsala Bhakti Sandra Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
So, as Srila Gurudev indicated, that Srila Saraswati Thakur, before he left the world, he indicated the position of Srila Guru Maharaj to be highest in the Rupanuga Sampradaya, and all the senior god brothers concurred that he was given entrance into the group of Rupa Manjari, and as mentioned in this song of Srila Guru Maharaj, the secret name of Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur. So Saraswati Thakur told at that time, well, he transferred the power of the Rupanuga Sampradaya to Srila Guru Maharaj, and when he heard his Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, particular lines, but where he identifies what is the wealth of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Viditam Rupa Grajain Adritam Rupa Je Pariveshitam Ragu Ganai Ashraditam Shevitam Jiva Je Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanamritam Aho Taddatum Isho Bhavan. Guru Maharaj said, he detected, we always think of Srila Saraswati Thakur as so strong in every way. Many of these slokas talk about his strength and power. But Guru Maharaj said, one weakness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That was his weakness. So that was Guru Maharaj's way to capture Srila Saraswati Thakur, was by glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is perfect Vaishnavism. He knows, if I will praise Bhaktivinoda perfectly, because not just some praise, but perfect, to perfectly assess who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is his gift to this world, and thereby allude to Mahaprabhu, Srup Damodar, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, Uddhava. And then say, so what is your, if we say, what came from Mahaprabhu, understood fully by Srup Damodar, worshipped by Sanatan, distributed by, served by Rupa, tasted by Raghunath and Krishnadas, enhanced along the way, protected by Jiva and Baladev, that Brahma, Shiva, Sukha and Uddhava aspire for, what is it? Sri Radha Parasevanam Ritam Aho. Aho Datum Isho. This is your wonderful gift to the world. This Radha Dasyam. This is Krishna consciousness. So Srila Guru Maharaj, when Saraswati Thakur read this and told Goswami Maharaj, now I'm satisfied. There's at least one man who can represent me fully and perfectly, and that is Sridhar Maharaj. So, when Guru Maharaj assesses who is Saraswati Thakur, as in his birth song, or the appearance day song, or the disappearance song, or Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam, we can understand it's a perfect assessment and representation. Srila Gurudev quoted this sloka, Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinavich Chinna Kartri. Guru Maharaj once said about that himself, I think I've captured my Guru Maharaj in a cage of poetry. He said, the royal Bengal tiger has been captured. And in this song, that pundit who wrote that Paramahansa Mahasaya song, he says, your qualities are so great that they're playing me like a bina, like an instrument, and making me sing so many things. It's not that I have to force myself to try and glorify you, but your qualities are so numerous and excellent that automatically by thinking of you, so many things are manifesting through me. So Srila Guru Maharaj, in one line, just to understand the quality of the level of glorification, that line about Kamala Priyanayanam Gunamanjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Vayanam, saying Guru Maharaj used the word guna, three meanings. One is qualities. So Saraswati Thakur, he's singing the glories of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And by singing those gunas of guna, one who is known as guna, he's singing those gunas. Gunas or threads are being generated by this description, one after another. So he's, in his description, weaving a tent, a spiritually conscious tent in which Krishna likes to take residence. That gives us a hint of that plane. That plane is so high and so exalted that when Guru Maharaj, when Saraswati Thakur came to Vrindavan and said, crushed his palm in my forehead, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. Guru Maharaj said everyone was in shock, including himself. And they said, what about this Ramdas Babaji Maharaj, 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam, always reading the Goswami Granth, he's showing signs of ecstasy. And Saraswati Thakur said, he's infant class. He's a practitioner. And Guru Maharaj came to that realization later, as implied in this poem about the appearance of Saraswati Thakur. He's not a practitioner of Krishna consciousness. But that plane to which that gentleman, by his practices, was aspiring to ascend to, Srila Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur descended from that plane to distribute something. This was Guru Maharaj's conclusion with regard to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, if we examine the level of his wealth, Srila Gurudev mentioned hundreds of books, extraordinary books. If we examine the level of his wealth, Guru Maharaj said, we can only conclude he did not achieve this position in this lifetime, but rather he descended from that higher plane to distribute something. But, like all such persons with such vast wealth, he need an agent for distribution. There's the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and as identified by Guru Maharaj, his gift to the world, but who will distribute that to the world? So, that Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Dham, Gaura Dham, Nama Dham, Dham, he gave Guru in the form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was such an intense, grave child that when I asked Guru Maharaj once, I said, so sometimes in the kirtan he was singing and dancing? Guru Maharaj said, inconceivable. He said, Prabhupada singing and dancing? Never. When he was a child, they had to take a school picture and they're supposed to be singing and he wouldn't move his mouth. So the teacher came and said, for the picture, if you could just open your mouth and it would look like you're singing.
Yeah.
And so
at least.
Yeah, at least if you could do. No one will know. It's a photograph. And he said, but that, so Guru Maharaj said, to think of him, but how did Guru Maharaj describe him? Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam. Who's not singing and dancing, he's the Hari Kirtan Murti. He's distributing this dancing, singing Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Right? Because Guru Maharaj said, Every word that ever came out of his mouth was kirtan. His every movement was dance. Because he descended from the plane where all speech is song and all movement is dance. So Guru Maharaj said he had the beauty and sweetness of Vrindavan within, but it could only be detected within. If you're looking externally for something, you're not going to see that. So many people misunderstood who he was and what was his mission, including the people of Vrindavan, the people of Navadvip. So much so that he was attacked when they realized his preaching is so powerful and pure, this is going to be bad for our guru business. So they took in Paramatala, they threw one book at him and they thought, we'll sacrifice to Goddess Kali, show you what we think of this. And they had to hide him. He took the white dress, Keshava Maharaj took his dress, and they got him away and they tried to sacrifice Goswami Maharaj, beat some other devotees. But that man who headed that assembly, many years later, he came to realize we were wrong and Saraswati Thakur, he was right. It took many years from him to change his position and understanding.
His name is Gopindu Sankar.
Yeah.
In that meeting.
Uh-huh. And he thought, the only thing that can save me, I know his representative, his pure and perfect representative, is Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj at Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And if I will go there and take some prasadam, then maybe I can overcome this offense. And Guru Maharaj said, very earnestly, that gentleman came, you must have been there, and he said very earnestly and sincerely and heartfelt, he honored prasadam. So Saraswati Thakur was not easy for his own disciples to understand. They're asking Guru Maharaj after his lecture, please explain what Prabhupada said. And not new devotees, senior devotees. The senior most, they're going to Guru Maharaj, please explain what was Prabhupada saying. We can't, it's so deep, so high, we can't understand that. Because he, some acharyas are making things obvious, others are concealing. He, in complicated language and deep concept, concealed that which he wants to give. He's concealing, protecting it from adulteration, molestation, imitation, all these things. But those who had the eyes to see is another thing. That Ram Gopal, he saw, he was doing some proofreading in one of the Gaudiya Math publications. And thought, and he had not become disciple yet. But he's qualified. And he showed one thing to Prabhupada. If you can look at this section. And just seeing that his reaction to that, he observed ecstatic symptoms in his body, but that he was suppressing them. Just by looking at a text in one of the publications, and then he realized he's one of these great Siddha Mahatma Paramahansas who was living in the jungle of Mayapur. When Guru Maharaj came, he said, I'm not attracted by grandeur or architecture. Now there's so many wonderful places everywhere. But not when he began. Guru Maharaj said, but by the dignity of his conception. It's Krishna conception and all its elegance and beauty. So there in Mayapur, that Saki Babu and some other, they were some of the first to meet him. And he told Guru Maharaj that Saraswati Thakur is sometimes in his intensity, pounding on the table and blood is flushing to his face. And he said, it appeared he's trying to forcibly make us taste some nectarine substance that we cannot fully understand what it is. And when the blood is rushing to his face, Guru Maharaj said, we could see the what is a lotus face? Because it's showing like petals, pink, white, pink, white, pink, white. It looked like a blossoming lotus flower. So this, with great intensity, he was taken out of Mayapur and brought to Kolkata, where he wanted an educated group to hear from him. Guru Maharaj said, he is addicted to Harikatha. Always talking Harikatha in every circumstance. So much so even when one barrister came to complain about the theistic exhibition or something, he was preaching to him. And that barrister said after, he said, are you trying to convert me? And Saraswati Thakur said, yes, if you would give your attention for 5 minutes, you would be converted. But actually, it wouldn't even be conversion, because you would come to realize this is your heart's own innate wealth. So, in so many ways, he is promoting others. If we said nothing more, then he is the guru of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That would be enough. Oh, he's their guru. And then so many other luminaries in the Gaudiya Math. And this picture here reminds me of when we presented the search for Sri Krishna to Srila Guru Maharaj. And there was a caption beneath the picture that I was a little worried about. Had some hesitation. But the caption said, he declared totalitarian war against Maya, including all other existing conceptions of religion. And as we showed that to Srila Guru Maharaj, I looked to see what is his reaction. Does he approve, disapprove? Have we done something wrong? And Guru Maharaj said, if you didn't say anything else, but that's all you said, he would be fully represented there. Yeah. Well, with that caption. And in this picture showing that the bhakta triumphs, the jnani, the yogi, etc. He's showing many things in his divine form. So, Srila Guru Maharaj says that in his talks, inevitably, invariably, they went towards the plane of Radha Dasyam. If Saraswati Thakur, here Srila Gurudev is given the Doita Das Seva Kunj. He was so wholly given over to Srimati Radharani that he told, Guru Maharaj said, if he would start to think of her, he would lose his existence, his connection with this plane. But he would keep it suppressed. He said, as if he was thinking, those before him, whether they deserve to hear this or not, is it deserved, undeserved, he'll be very cautious to represent anything from that plane. Some man came before him speaking about the glories of Lakshmi Devi and her beauty. And he was torn with emotions internally that he shall say something in favor of Srimati Radharani. But then he thought, it's not appropriate to express that in this plane. Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange. It should be kept high above and suppressed. But the man kept going on praising Lakshmi Devi, and this conflict became so intense that he fainted onto the floor, but still did not say. Right? But he was such a follower in that song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur about Sakhi Stali and Shaibya. When this line would come, Bhakti Vinod says, I don't even want to look upon the faces of those who are the competitors of Radharani and want to take Krishna away from her and her kunja. Guru Maharaj said, when he would hear that line, sometimes his body was visibly jerking as if it was being struck by a thunderbolt. So, and here, near, in Radha Kunda, on the Brajamandal Parikrama, when one of his disciples, Parbat Maharaj, told, but we see after Srimati Radharani leaves the Rasa Leela and Krishna goes searching for her, after some time he abandons her. And Guru Maharaj said, he became enraged He wanted to ask an explanation for this. And Saraswati Thakur was furious and said, there's no devotion to be found there. Why are you mentioning this? This is not our interest. So Guru Maharaj said, he was so exclusive a follower, he could not tolerate even remotely the remote suggestion or hint that Srimati Radharani was, slighted in any way. Later, Guru Maharaj, ever his perfect servitor, said, searching Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he found that from a hidden place, Krishna wanted to observe how she will feel in separation from him, thus bringing him to the point of wanting to take the position of Mahaprabhu. And that Saraswati Thakur, before leaving the world, also in his final days, he told one Punda in Govardhan, named Balaram, to get a cottage for him, that he would like to come there and do his bhajan. And some time went by, and then that Balaram, he had a dream, a vision, that Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, came to him and said, Balaram, I've come. And he was very perplexed and contacted the disciples of Saraswati Thakur in Kolkata and found out Guru Maharaj has left the world. So mysteriously, mystically, he appeared here. And we can only think now, under the guidance of His Divine Grace, that Sri Doitadas Seva Kunj has appeared, and it's meant for his service. He is in the higher plane. When he built the place, and ground floor and first floor, and Guru Maharaj said, where will you stay? He said, ground floor. And then Guru Maharaj said, who will stay on the first floor? He said, oh, that is for our gurus. Gaurakishore Das, Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda, they'll stay there. We're not fit. We'll stay always one step removed. That was his motto. Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange. Ragamarg kept high above, and from this plane we're serving with all of our energy. And what did he say? In this world, there's ample supply of everything except one substance. Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha Durbhikha. He said, the only famine I recognize in this world is there's a shortage of talks about Krishna. If he saw an article in the Harmonist magazine, he'd say, how many times they mention the name Krishna? One, two, three, four. Oh, it's a good article. So many times they're telling Krishna or Mahaprabhu. So we're all fortunate to be here at his holy lotus feet, and for Srila Gurudev to select Govardhan as the place to celebrate his divine appearance, that's also so perfect. And as he told humbly, he's saying, we're all connected with this line. And it's true. We can't say that's untrue. Guru Maharaj said, even newcomers shall be given respect, because they're, by merciful extension, being granted a connection with this line. But as Srila Saraswati Thakur, who told that Guru Maharaj is the Rupa Nuga, Dhara, he's carrying the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Bhaktivinoda is writing through him, he fully represents me. And that, our Srila Guru Maharaj selected His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami, as his successor to continue that position in the Rupa Nuga line, to head that. And we're beyond what we conceive as our good fortune to have connection with His Divine Grace and attempt, however flawed, to serve His servants. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Abhirbha Mahamahotsava Titi Ki, Jai Bhakti Bhakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Nitai Go Primanande.
I am very happy. Full lecture from Srila Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj. Hearing. I am expecting in future, at least, we will get real Krishna conception and line of Srila Guru Maharaj. I am always telling that. He is very qualified about Guru Maharaj's conception. And I am very happy that he is giving association to me and staying with me in non-different form. I am so great to hear so many things about Srila Saraswati Thakur. But all time we are seeing Srila Guru Maharaj. He is Srirupa Manjari Pada Saimara Sampada. It is the disappearance, before disappearance song. Hear from Srila Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj also appearance, disappearance. Both day he is using this song. So when we are present here, Sri Dvaitala Seva Kunjo, it is also for Seva, Seva for us, for remembrance of that song. And Guru Maharaj said, if you make in Vrindavan Dham anything, make to Govardhan. Already everything ready for us. Only necessary to bhajan. And bhajan we are doing. What is bhajan? Bhajan means service. That may be sweeper or may be worshipper. That is not a question. Service top to bottom. All the service for Gurudev. And that's direct going to the through proper channel going to Krishna and Radharani. This is the main substance of our life. Everything going to up. Saraswati Thakur said, if we will say, see my Guru, little higher position, then he is Radharani. And Maharaj told, mentioned, Rasati Stoli Nai. Dekhile Soi Bhake Paroi Mone. Where you will go? Guru Maharaj knows perfect conception and he given Shuko Shiva Brahmadi Sammartan. Sri Radha Pada Sevanam. It is Shuko Shiva Brahmadi Sammartan. They are from far giving honor. Cannot go, cannot enter. Fully there. That kind of conception given Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But today it's come in my mind. Vedavyas, he told Nirmatsara Anang Satang. This is not Nirmatsara. It is. Who is not in favor of Radharani service? Das Goswami. Throwing one cup of
buttermilk.
Buttermilk, not to eat. It is Nirmatsara or Matsara? His category. Then all is miracle. I know everything. This is wrong. But more than that, existing, this is right. যে প্রতিকূল চন্দ্র আর যে প্রতিকূল চন্দ্র আর সখী মনে দুঃখ পায় তাহলে দেখি হিয়ার ইজ মৎসর আর নির্মৎসর হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট দি ওয়ার্ড নট সাফিসিয়েন্ট ফর আস অ্যাকচুয়ালি হার্ট ইজ ইন সাফিসিয়েন্ট লাভ ইন সাফিসিয়েন্ট অ্যাফেকশন ইজ সাফিসিয়েন্ট Chastity is sufficient, sincerity is sufficient, necessary. Otherwise not will be fulfilled. Our own self, fill up, feelings fill up. I don't know English, but I am telling random. Anyhow. That song also I want to sing. I can do or not, I do not know. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Moro Sampada
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 Are Sei Moro Bhajana Pujana
Sei Moro Bhajana Pujana
Sei Moro Prana Dhana আভরণ
সেই মোর প্রাণ সেই মোর আভরণ
সেই মোর জীবনের জীবন
সেই মোর জীবনের
সেই মোর রস নিধি সেই মোর বান সিদ্ধি আর সেই মোর বেদে ধরম সেই ব্রত সেই তপ সেই মোর মন্ত্র জপ সেই মোর করম করম অনুকূল হবে রীতি সে পদে হইবে সিদ্ধি নিরক্ষিব এ দুই নয়নে সেরূপ মাধুরী রাশি প্রাণ কুবলয়
শশী
আরে প্রফুল্লিত হবে নীতি দিনে তুয়ায় দর্শনায় করলে জল দেহি চিরদিন থাপিত জীবন
চিরদিন
মহাপ্রভু Parodaya deho mori padochaya.
Ahamrata parodaya deho mori padochaya.
E adhama loilo rana. Mahaprabhu karo daya, deho more pada chaya.
Dwapade
loye nikala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.